We've seen this kick before. It's Auckland. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try.
Touch the air, Knights. Hey, here we go.
And Newcastle are threatening to blow this game apart.
Yeah, third time's the charm for the Knights this season.
Go the boys.
Getting the win at Mac Jones against the Storm, 14-12. Joining us after the game is none other than Jayden Brailey.
Yes.
Congratulations on the win and congratulations on your return. How'd it feel?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's so good to get the win, and it was obviously a big day personally for me. It's been a rough couple of years, but particularly the last 12 months. It's been pretty tough on me physically and mentally, and it's just such a relief and such a good feeling to be able to be out there on the weekend and get a win with the boys with my footy kit on.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, and it had been basically 12 months since your last game. Did the butterflies return? Were you nervous like your first game again?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I tried to have a different approach this time around. I tried to be as relaxed as I could and try and conserve as much energy as I could throughout the day, but as soon as I got on that bench, mate, I couldn't help but feel the nerves, and I was up and down and had a few feet, and I just wanted to get out there. So it did feel a little bit like my first game all over again, but once I got on the field, it all went away, which is good.
It just goes to show, though, it doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete or you're just starting out, you're always going to feel a little bit of, you know, nerves in your tummy, right?
That's it. So much easier said than done.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I'll keep it calm. Now, congratulations on the win, our first of the season. I do have to ask, though, what's going on at halftime, bros? What's happening with our second halves? Is there, is there a chicken sandwich you guys should be switching up at halftime or something? What's going on?
Yeah, I think we need some oranges or something. We like to make it interesting, I think. It got a little bit too close for comfort, particularly at the end there, but it's definitely a focus for us going into this week, the way we start each half. And, it's a long game, 80 minutes, and we've got to put a full 80 minutes together.
Mm.
Well, you're coming off the bench again this weekend, Sunday, against the Warriors. Is this, is there a time frame for when you could potentially see the starting lineup again? I know, the spine is so strong. Phoenix has been doing such a good job. But is there a time frame for when you can run out there at the start of the game?
Yeah,
I'm not too sure. It's definitely a goal of mine, but at the time being, I'm just happy to be playing footy again, and I'm just happy to play my role at the moment and get used to playing footy again. It's a long season, and I think there's another 24 games left to go in the season, so there's a whole lot of footy left to be played, and it's a position where both me and Phoenix can perform the role really well, and I'm really looking forward to building a combination with him.
Awesome.
Absolutely. It is a long season, long trip as well to New Zealand. Who are you avoiding on the flight? Who are you not sitting next to at all costs?
Matt Croker is actually walking in front of my car at the moment. I might try and avoid him. maybe the big Safidi boys could take up so much room in the seat.
Yeah.
But,
a lot of elbow
surely
room.
You guys aren't in economy. Surely you've got a bit.
Yeah. Oh, mate, you'd think so. I wish we were in business class, but we're in economy, mate.
Oh,
that sucks.
That would be tight next to those guys.
Yeah, the smart man. He's done that trip a few times. He knows who to sit next to. Well, best of luck. Like we said, you've got the Warriors this Sunday, Easter Sunday, in New Zealand. Best of luck. Fingers crossed you come away with the chockies.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on the show. Good luck indeed as they make
go the Knights.
Come on.